Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Coming up short, A Memoir of My America is Robert B. Reich's personal and political account of how the United States changed over the course of his life and why so many people feel the country no longer delivers on its promises. Drawing on his unusual path from a working-class upbringing to the highest levels of government, Reich connects intimate memories with the larger story of rising inequality, corporate influence, and the erosion of shared civic purpose. Known as a labor secretary, policy thinker, and public educator, he uses the memoir form to humanize big economic questions and to show how decisions made in boardrooms, legislatures, and courts filter into everyday life. Rather than offering a purely partisan chronicle, the book frames America as an ongoing project shaped by values, institutions, and power. It invites readers to reflect on what was lost, what can be rebuilt, and how ordinary citizens can matter again in an economy that often seems rigged. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a life story as a window into national change, Reich structures his memoir around the idea that one person's trajectory can reveal what happened to an entire country. He links formative experiences, education, early professional opportunities, and entry into public service to the broader arc of post-war American life. The result is a narrative that treats personal milestones not as isolated achievements, but as evidence of how the rules of mobility and belonging have shifted. Readers see how networks, institutions, and chance encounters shape a career, but also how those same forces have become less accessible to many families. By using memoir rather than a traditional policy book, Reich can show how inequality and power are felt before they are measured. He contrasts the expectations of upward mobility and shared prosperity that defined earlier decades with the more precarious reality that followed, where wages lag, benefits erode, and communities fragment. The topic also highlights a key method of the book, translating large historical forces into specific moments of decision, opportunity, and disappointment. In doing so, Reich invites the reader to connect their own biography to the evolving American social contract. Secondly, the economy rewired, from shared growth to winner. Take all, a central thread of the memoir is how the American economy changed from an era when productivity gains broadly lifted living standards to a period when rewards increasingly flowed to those at the top. Reich explains the shift in practical terms: bargaining power, corporate governance, policy choices, and the growing dominance of finance and shareholder value. He shows how these forces altered the daily experience of work, making job security rarer and turning benefits into negotiable luxuries. Rather than treating inequality as an abstract statistic, he ties it to decisions about wages, outsourcing, deregulation, and the declining leverage of organized labor. He also emphasizes how narratives about merit and individual responsibility can mask structural changes, leaving people to blame themselves for outcomes shaped by markets and rules they did not design. This topic underscores the memoir's blend of observation and explanation. Reich describes the human costs he encountered across different roles, then interprets them through an economic lens accessible to non-specialists. The outcome is a portrait of an economy that still produces innovation and wealth, but distributes both risk and reward in increasingly uneven ways. Thirdly, government from the inside, policy, compromise, and power. Reich's account of working in and around government highlights how policy is made under pressure, and why well-intentioned ideas can be blunted by institutional constraints. He portrays public service as a mix of principle, pragmatism, and relentless negotiation, where competing interests shape outcomes long before a bill becomes law. The memoir brings readers into the realities of building coalitions, navigating bureaucracy, and contending with media cycles that reward conflict over nuance. Reich also explores the limits of executive branch action when confronted by legislative gridlock, judicial decisions, and lobbying power. Through this lens, the book illuminates why many citizens feel government is ineffective, and how that perception can become self-reinforcing, reducing trust and participation. At the same time, he argues that policy still matters deeply because rules about labor standards, competition, taxation, and social insurance set the boundaries of everyday economic life. This topic helps readers understand both the promise and frustration of democratic governance, and why reform requires not only good ideas, but also durable political capacity and public engagement. Fourthly, corporate influence and the erosion of the public interest. The memoir examines how corporate power shapes politics, culture, and the economy, often in ways that are hard to see from the outside. Reich describes a landscape in which money can amplify certain voices, set legislative agendas, and steer regulatory outcomes. He links this influence to the weakening of countervailing institutions such as unions, local journalism, and civic organizations that once helped balance private power with public needs. The book also explores how concentrated economic power can distort competition, reduce worker bargaining power, and encourage short-term decision-making that prioritizes quarterly performance over long-term investment. Reich connects these developments to a broader moral question. What obligations do successful companies and wealthy individuals have to the society that enables their prosperity? Rather than presenting a simplistic villain story, he focuses on incentives and rules that make certain behaviors predictable, even rational, within the current system. This topic equips readers to recognize how influence operates through campaign finance, lobbying, revolving door career paths, and messaging that reframes private benefit as public good. It also points toward reforms that would strengthen accountability and restore a clearer boundary between public purpose and private gain. Lastly, Rebuilding a Fairer America: Civic Renewal and Practical Hope. Despite its critique of inequality and power, the memoir ultimately leans toward constructive action. Reich emphasizes that change is possible when citizens organize, vote, and demand rules that support broad-based opportunity. He highlights the importance of rebuilding the foundations of a strong middle class, decent wages, portable benefits, fair taxation, competitive markets, and investments in education and infrastructure. The book also underscores cultural and civic renewal, arguing that democracy depends on trust, shared facts, and institutions that connect people across lines of class and geography. Reich encourages readers to resist cynicism by recognizing that many of the current problems are the result of choices, not inevitabilities, and therefore can be addressed by new choices. This topic frames hope as practical rather than sentimental. It rests on policy design, political strategy, and sustained participation, not on a single election or charismatic leader. By weaving together personal experience, institutional insight, and moral urgency, Reich invites readers to see themselves as part of the solution. The memoir becomes a call to recover the idea of America as a shared project where prosperity is widely distributed and dignity at work is non-negotiable. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand how America's promise of upward mobility became harder to reach and who prefer a human story rather than a purely technical economics text. If you are interested in public policy, labor issues, inequality, or the lived experience of government, Reich's memoir offers an accessible way to connect big structural shifts to real decisions and consequences. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening their ability to interpret headlines, workplace changes, and political debates with clearer cause and effect. By framing economic outcomes as shaped by rules and power, it also helps reduce the isolation many people feel when they blame themselves for systemic problems. Compared with similar books on inequality, this one stands out because it blends firsthand experience with policy literacy, showing both how systems work and how they feel. The memoir approach makes complex topics memorable, while Reich's long career gives credibility to his explanations of what can and cannot be done from inside government. For buyers, the value lies in getting both narrative drive and practical insight, plus a grounded sense of what civic engagement can realistically achieve. If you would like to support Robert B. Reich, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.